Talk about why this is not biblical Christianity. Jesus did not call us to be like the world in any way. Jesus said, his sheep hear his voice and come out of the world, John 17. And by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that he cleansed us and made us new. If we're willing to repent because of his death, burial, and resurrection, if we're willing to repent, which means come out of the world, come out of every false way. The churches are false. All of this, every denomination you could name was invented by a man. We follow Christ, not a man. Who invented this music show? A man. Jesus didn't put on music concerts. Neither did Paul or John the Baptist. So by the shed blood of Jesus, repentance, you can be born again. When you're born again, it's not church attendance. It's not I walk around in pride and vanity like the world saying I love Jesus in my heart. The fruit that you're born of God, sir, is a holiness and righteousness and goodness that exudes from your heart to the rest of your body. Guess what? No longer are you like the world. You begin to conform, and you don't live in the flesh. This is all fleshly entertainment. This is not worship. You walk in the Spirit, and you endure to the end. You don't have salvation today locked up. You got to continue. You got to strive. Luke 13, Jesus said, strive to enter through the straightway. That word means fight. And Jesus said in Matthew 7, a puny number, few means puny, number of people are going to find eternal life. Most people want itchy ears. They want itchy ear doctrines like the churches. And Jesus said in Mark 7, how being in vain you worship me for teaching the doctrines and commandments of men. You worship God in vain when you do false ways of man-made religion, like Christmas, like Easter, like Good Friday, that he never ordained. Roman Catholics invented all those. All of these things. So if you're of the world and you're of a false church system, how can you be of Jesus, the truth, and be of this false way? No answer?
I think that this is not from God.
Not from God. Not from God at all. This is about money. Did Jesus make a whip in John 2 to drive people out of the temple because they were making money?
Wait.
He did. They're charging $70 to $100 for this. Should we make money off of God or should we freely give because Jesus freely gave? Think about that, sir.
Think about it.
Your church, do you belong to a church system? You go to a church?
Yeah.
Could I ask the name of it?
I'm going to Trinity International.
You have what?
Trinity International.
Trinity International, is that a...
no denomination.
It's a what? No denomination? Okay, so test it. If they do those things, if they let you be of the world and not calling you out, and they're of the world, and they're doing the pagan holidays. Ready? Feminization. You saw my wife. Head covered, covering her body. That's a godly woman. The churches, you walk in here. My young brother who's not married said, I can't believe all the women, they dress so worldly, showing their bodies off. You think that's of God? No, it's not of God. But the pastors and the dads are letting them. Why? Because the church has become compromised. Satan invented the church system to deceive you, sir. Don'tperish.com, you got a gospel card, right?
Yeah.
Don'tperish.com, thousands of resources for free. We don't want your money. If you open the Bible and you see what it is to become a true disciple of Christ, you got to lose your entire life. Jesus isn't a bumper sticker. Jesus isn't a cross and a hat. Jesus is your entire life surrendered to follow and become a disciple of him. That's why we're here. Test yourself. What you see go on in there, I hope the Holy Spirit pricks your heart and you go, these people are in the flesh. This is not of spirit and of truth. I got to come out of this and I got to follow Christ. And if that's your heart's desire, email us. We'd love to help you.
Okay.
Test yourself, sir. We love you. Thank you.